when we're looking at what's happening amongst farmers on the ground, we've got to help farmers to develop and to implement effective, locally adapted and appropriate adaptation strategies and sustainability practices for their agriculture. Now, this is good practice anyway. You know, we need to be conserving water. We need to be protecting soil. We need to be conserving wildlife, which then help with agricultural production. Now, smallholder farmers in particular, but this also applies to commercial farmers, face particular challenges. They need access to markets to be able to sell their produce. We need to help them access credit so that they can invest in their own land and in better production systems, like installing irrigation systems, for example. We need to get them good extension advice, which in many countries has been eroded over the years because of cuts in public spending. We need to help them get good access to weather data so that they understand what's happening in terms of climatic conditions. And making that data available is sometimes very difficult. And then to address all these challenges and to foster sustainable agriculture, we need to be helping governments to access climate finance and also to be drawing in more public finance and private sector finance.
Could you give me one or two strong examples of country action plans that you've seen that have met some of these challenges with success?
FAO has been working globally, and there are many examples of very interesting developments at national level and regional level that we can draw upon to help other countries think about what can be done. So, for example, in Uganda, smallholders have been participating in farmer field schools to work with their peers to identify key climate change problems and develop strategies for their future. So villagers have learned new water harvesting and storage techniques so that they can provide water to their livestock and irrigate their crops. We also have a project on climate smart agroforestry systems in the dry corridor of Central America, which supports farmers in Guatemala and Honduras to increase the uptake of climate resilient agroforestry systems. The systems were developed based on traditional farming practices in both countries. So we are learning from the farmers and we are helping them to learn from each other. In Mali also, farmers have been developing integrated farming systems that enhance soil organic matter, use locally adapted seed varieties, increase diversification, reduce reliance on external chemical inputs, and ultimately create more resilient production systems with lower input costs and higher yields. So that's good for everybody in that cycle.
Where does the focus need to be now for governments going forward after COP22?
The Paris Agreement came into force faster than anyone expected, within less than a year. Countries have made their commitments in their nationally determined contributions. We now need to help countries to realize the obligations that they have committed to as fast as we possibly can in order to maintain the global climate within, well within, 2 degrees temperature rise, and if possible, 1.5 degrees temperature rise. And in order to do that, according to current predictions, we need to move extremely fast, and we need to also help countries to increase their ambitions in that. Now, agriculture has huge potential, and overall, what we need to be supporting are transformative approaches. So this is not a matter of business as usual. This is a matter of learning fast from what's been done up till now in terms of sustainable development and adapting that to climate needs and upscaling it significantly.